Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
I just think right now, women, especially in business, this is the year of women. I just know that.
Life begins at 150 grand a year. Life gets better at 250, and life gets real good at 500. Nobody can tell me differently on it.
When you start teaching something, I feel like that's when you start to master the actual art of it.
You and I, when we publish a book, we can go toe-to-toe with any of the New York trade publishers, any of the big-time authors, and we get to compete in that marketplace and then let the market decide whether our stuff is good.
People forget sometimes as an entrepreneur, the whole damn point of entrepreneurship is to make money.
And now here is The Win with your hostess, serial entrepreneur, marketeer, and chief sexy boss, Heather Havenwood.
Hey everyone, welcome to The Win with Heather Havenwood. And The Win is interviewing Winnie's son. How cool is that?
I am here. How are you? I'm so excited to be here with you.
Thank you so much. And I'm really excited to have you on today, Winnie. And I'm going to share a little bit about you in just a second in your bio. But I just wanted to say I met you through LinkedIn, actually almost a year ago. And then I saw you when you were on a panelist at the Kelly File. It's almost been a year at least that you were on Fox News. And I saw you in the corner. That was so much fun to see that. And then I was interviewed by you with a couple of the women on Blab. So we've kind of rode the wave here together in the last year from election.
We had good times.
Right? To Blab, everything else. I'm just so excited to interview you. I'm very, very excited. So I'm going to explain to people who you are. Winnie Sun is the managing director and founding partner of the Sun Group Wealth Partners, a trusted award-winning financial consulting firm providing financial planning services to small business owners, senior executives, celebrities, tech elites, and establish families throughout the West Coast. So welcome to The Win, Winnie.
Thank you so much for having me. Woo-hoo.
Now, the one thing I think I find you, and we love talking about finances. We can go down that road if you want to. But one thing I love what you do, you've really taken the financial conversation. And you've really made it fun. Like, just who you are is fun. Like, your personality is amazing. You're way tech savvy. And I just love that about you. How did that happen? Did you go into the financial industry thinking you were going to go in this whole massive social media site and be really into the PR side? Were you thinking that way when you got started?
Not at all. Actually, interesting enough, I remember quite a few years ago, my husband told me, you know, you should try this Facebook thing. It just came out. I think it's going to be really big. You should try it. And I said, I don't want to do Facebook. I'm such a private person, such a shy person. That's like way too public for me. And then now we're sitting here, right? I think we just passed 100,000 followers. And now he's laughing at me. He's like, if you had just listened to me, you could have gotten Winnie Sun as your Facebook name, but now you don't. And I'm like, yeah, that's so true. But to answer your question, absolutely. When I started in the financial industry, I was just completely honed in only on wealth management and serving our clients in a very intimate one-on-one basis. And really, what we've developed through the years and what it's become today is really more of actually a love for our clients and to do more for them and to reach more people. And it's just, it's incredible. And I love it. And we spend a good portion of our team now is devoted to multimedia efforts and with a little bit of financial flair.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm checking out your Twitter page right now. And guys, she's been seen on Forbes, CBS, Wall Street Journal, Fox Business, Yahoo, Bloomberg, Modern Mom, Nerd Wallet, AOL, iTunes. I mean, I could go on. CNBC. You're just this bad A, Winnie Sun. And I love the fact that you're a woman. You're Asian. I mean, I love that. You're unique. You're not the, because see, I grew up, no kidding, Winnie, I grew up with the financial advisor guy, like the boring dude with the white shirt and like the blue tie. And he was like dorky and annoying, you know? And so when you have flair to the financial industry, I just absolutely love the fact that you're female. And it's so.
Oh, thank you. there aren't that many of us.
There really isn't. And I don't know if you know this story, but I got involved in the financial industry when I was 21.
Oh, really?
I was actually a American Express financial advisor client back in the day, right?
Very cool.
And then I was hired by them and as like an assistant. And then they wanted to move me up and become a planner. But I walked around at the dark wood and it was all guys. And then the women were the secretaries, okay? And the guys kind of had these big bellies and like white shirts and stuff on them. Like it was just this kind of space for me. I didn't feel I could be really creative. And that's what I love about you. You're able to take this kind of conversations, or I call kind of boring sometimes a financial conversation or something we have to do, and be able to add all this creativity and fun to it. So how do you that? And when did all that start for you? Like, I'm going to add fun to this.
You know, that's a good question. So before I joined the wealth management industry, my background was in television audience production. So I guess that really helped segue to what we've become today, because I always knew we were meeting with clients all the time. We were doing seminars and events, and we would go to these events, which you've probably had exposure to at American Express as well. We go there and a group of clients would be there and it'd be like hug fest. Everyone's hugging us, loving us, all that stuff. And I said to myself, wow, if people could just see this, it would be so much easier to get more clients. I wouldn't have to be on the phone all the time, you know, like doing all these things that are actually counterintuitive to what I need to do on a day-to-day basis, which is to manage money. And so, you know, I talk to businesses about this all the time, and I really truly believe this from the bottom of my heart. It doesn't matter how good you are at what you do. You could be the absolute best wealth manager. You could be the best attorney. You could be the best doctor. But if nobody knows that you exist, you essentially don't exist. So as a responsibility as a business owner to our best clients, to our family members, to the people, to our staff and our amazing team that we love, we have a responsibility to build, to continue to build, to be better, to have more reach, to have more clients, to have more business, to have more opportunities. And you can't wait for that to come. So a lot of times, I think a lot of financial advisors, as well as other people, other entrepreneurs, oftentimes they only focus on doing what they do best, right? They figure if they do what they do best, then if you build it, they will come. And I completely, and you know this for a fact, it doesn't agree. I mean, my dentist, I just talked to her recently, and she's like, after the whole appointment, she's like, do you mind writing a Yelp review? And I was like, oh yeah, sure. Yeah. But I think that's a good start, but that experience could have been so much better. It could have been like, you know, if you don't mind, if you could write a Yelp review for right now, if you could do this and you could take a couple pictures and then I'll give you free, I don't know, give you a free toothbrush or whatever, maybe something. I mean, I could see people lined up because she's an amazing dentist. But I think that, you know, in my industry, like you talked about, there's so few people that look like me and act like me and who have the relationship with their clients. So why not show people? And it's not the audience's responsibility to find me. It's my responsibility to go out there and meet them, right? And so as a mom of three, like very young children, how was I going to leverage my time to be able to meet more people and to support my team? And that came through social media. It was just so easy, and not easy, I shouldn't say it's not easy, but it was time conducive. And it saved me from being in traffic all the time because I could do it from wherever I was. All good things.
No, this is great. So a couple of things. You leveraged yourself by using social media. You feel like you have what I call responsibility to go out and find your customers, not just have them come to you. Like literally go out and find them in different ways. That's a huge one. A lot of business owners are going to push back on that in their mental mind, listening, going,
well, they better not.
No, they should come to me. I mean, right? I mean, my friend's a chiropractor. He's a local chiropractor. I'm constantly dealing with I feel like I'm constantly pushing him out. They're like, go out there. And he's like, no. So I really get that. And I had the same conversation with my dentist. at the end of it, I'm like, you know, you could ask me for something, but you never ask me for anything. You never ask me to do a review.
Ask for introduction. Nothing. Yeah.
You never ask me to do a video testimony. You don't... coming to you for 5 years. I think you're good. I mean, so...
And the thing is, they don't know anything about us. I'm like, you know, how many of our providers or business providers, like dentists, chiropractors, how many of them even Google us? They know nothing about us. And yet they're providing us a service and we're paying them. But that, people, is an opportunity, right? Why is it that we're not doing that?
You know, it's true. Already today, we're doing this on Facebook Live. I'm going to be repurposing this on my iTunes. Google Play. You're putting it on your Facebook. I've already tweeted out, I'm interviewing Winnie Sunday. I mean, if anyone's listening to any part of it, I'm like, they know I'm interviewing you right now. Because I want to leverage. It's all about leverageability. And when people talk about, well, I don't like doing social media, I don't enjoy social media, but whatever their excuse is, I love that you pointed out to just like a great money manager, it's about leverageability, leveraging yourself and going out and finding your people, going out towards your people versus just making sure they attract towards you, right? And another one, I want to ask you this too, because on social media specifically, mm-hmm. I got this conversation just earlier today, which is, well, I'm really big on, I think they said Facebook and Instagram, but I'm not really big on that, right? And I thought to myself, why not? Why not? Why are you limiting yourself, right? Because it's all free technically. And if you're going to post on one, post on, it's all about repurposing. So let me ask you a question, Winnie. So you've been on a ton. I mean, you have your own, looks like you have your own, don't you have your own? You have you're featured on, but you have your own on, I thought it was on Huffington Post. Find it.
I have my own podcast and I have my own column on Forbes.
Yes, your own column on Forbes. Tell us about that. And mm-hmm. tell us about your column and what you talk about. And then also, how did that happen? How did you get out there in media?
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Are you over 40 or 50 or 60, frustrated with the weight you can't lose? Have you tried diet after diet after diet? This is Heather Havenwood, and did you know that one sneaky ingredient goes by 61 different names? That extra weight is not your fault. If you're struggling and you want to break free from dieting misery, visit shedmyfat.com right away and get your free report. Go to shedmyfat.com today. That's shedmyfat.com.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Well, you know, I just celebrated my 3+ year anniversary with Forbes, which is really fun. You know, I don't remember exactly how, I think it was a few years ago, we were approached to write this. And I said, I would love to, but it has to be my style. Like, I'm not going to write boring stuff about things that I don't enjoy. I want to talk about, in my view, of things that really matter to my clients, which is not about PE and not about, like, you know, this trend. They want to hear real stuff. Like, how do I decide, do I buy an IRA or a Roth? Or how do I start planning for my children? Like, real stuff that they can actually understand. So that's kind of how it came to be. And then I started writing about people and entrepreneurs because that got me excited, and about how they invest their money. And that's kind of how it all stemmed. And that's how, you know, TuneIn then approached me about doing a business show. So I think one thing after another, but you got to make sure that people know that you exist and you're available for opportunity. So I think that's a key. I think as business owners, we're never too big. You know, you got to always remember that there's always someone bigger and more important than you. But that doesn't mean that you're not as relevant. Your relevancy is what, how much time and energy you will put on for yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And you define your relevancy. I guess what happened was, this is probably about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I remember, and I think I was on CNBC at the time or somebody else. And I said, you know, I always felt like I was on the receiving end. Like, at what point can I give something back to them, right? At what point can I bring something to CNBC or to the Wall Street Journal and Blue, all these things, people that were so kind and giving to me that, you know, featured me in these different publications. I said, well, I talked to some of these people because I've been managing money for a lot of LA Times reporters for like 15 years. And they said, well, you know, Winnie, now they want us to create this Twitter account and we need to work clever social media. And I was like, oh, so you guys need social media to more eyeballs to read their articles. And so that got me thinking, what I need to do to deliver value, right? Because it has to be a two-way street, as I can bring them more eyeball. So I started developing my own community, if you will, and friends. And now I have this, we have one of the largest global business tweet chats, I guess, in the Twitter universe, which is every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, where we talk about all sorts of fun financial topics, things that are relevant to you. We're not talking about things you don't understand. Like this week, we're talking about millennial finance. Next week, we're going to talk about whether you should buy or lease a car. I mean, really simple concepts that, you know, maybe you would want to talk about, you know, in your pajamas and not in a serious room with a dark table. And maybe you just want to kind of eavesdrop and listen in and not really have to engage. And it's a little something for everybody. And that's kind of how, that's why we did it and why I love doing it. And it's easy, right? We don't have to travel. So yeah, so, I mean, that's how it kind of can be.
You explain what a global tweet chat is, because I was a part of one and it was really confusing the first time. But I also want to let people know, you can go check out Winnie Sun on Twitter right now. It's called @SunGroupWP is her signature, @ S-U-N Group WP. And she's got 103,000 followers. That's a lot. Y'all can check her out, by the way, on Facebook. It's Winnie Sun Group. not Winnie Sun. I apologize. It's facebook.com/Winnie Sun Group. You can also check her out on LinkedIn. And her website is sungroupwp.com. And I think it's interesting. I've got two questions. One, I think it's really interesting that you said, how can I help the network? I mean, these are CNBC, right? How can I help the
network?
They
don't need.
Right? Or how can you help them? That's really, most people don't think that way. It's more about they take from, and you're like, how can I help them? And then you added more value. You literally were adding more value to yourself. Your relevancy went way up. And the second thing is, what is a global tweet chat? So people understand what that is.
Okay, great. Great question. So I think the thing is, I mean, the reason I do social media and the reason I work with clients every day is, and the truth of the matter is, I probably could have retired a few years back and I didn't. And the reason is, I love my clients. I love what I do. But I also think that there's a bigger purpose for me. Like, I know from my clients speaking to me, they often tell me, you know, when you speak to me about these things, I actually understand it. I've been to 3 or 4 advisors, but my husband's advisor, whatever it may be, but I just didn't have a connection. And then finally I meet you and I feel like now I really understand what I'm doing. And the biggest joy I get when a client turns to me and they said, you know, I couldn't have done this without you, you know, whether it be retirement or pay for their wedding or their first home. And that always still to this day still gets me all excited. So I feel like at least we as people, whether it be social media or with our clients, we should always come with the intention of giving. Because if we can figure out what it is that we can provide them and enhance their life, that actually gives you more value than anything I can do in the stock market any given day. So that is the way I've kind of decided to build this practice and the way I do business. I think that's also why the media has been so kind to me and consistently kind to me, is because I treat them how I would want to be treated, right? With the global tweet chat, that can kind of stem on this. A global tweet chat is a chance for me to promote other people also. So just like you're doing with your podcast, which I love. I love the podcasting because it helps us talk about somebody else for like a half an hour. But with this tweet chat, it's great because I'm able to invite some big, very smart people. But perhaps they don't have that much of a social reach, but they have something good to share. And so we'll come up with about, you know, 12 to 15 questions. And these will be questions that we'll shoot out on Twitter. And everyone can answer those questions. And how you can follow those questions is you simply go to winniechat.com and it takes you right into this little system. So you can see the questions, you can answer, and you make friends. And so every week people come together and they talk and we make friends and you get your questions answered and you're heard. And that's the thing that I really wanted to do with whether it be podcast or article or do this tweet chat. I want even the smallest person, smallest or not small, but like on Twitter, you know, everyone's defined by their follower count. I don't care about follower. If you want to participate, you want to be friends, you are in my club and you are my peep. I don't care if you have one follower, if you've got, you know, like Dr. Joyce is a good friend of mine. She's on almost every Wednesday. She's got like 1.3 million. But the thing is, the Dr. Joyce of the world could be at any tweet chat. Every tweet chat will want them because they've got a lot of followers, but they also are regular people. And so you have to figure out how you can bring value to them, because at the end of the day, it's a true friendship. Even though it's on social media, it's still a friendship.
And this is just really profound, because what I love about you is, one, you add a ton of energy. One, you're big on the media. You think about, how can I add value, not just how they can add value to you. How can you give them eyeballs, not just the other way around? And then you're able to say, just because you only have one follower, you know, come on, you're my peep. I love that, because there has become a, let me use a weird word, an arrogance, a social media arrogance, that to say, oh, you only have so many followers, you're not good enough or something. I'm not sure. Like, there's some kind of level of that sometimes. And I'm like, why do y'all do that? It's all about collaboration. It's all about, right? It's all about collaboration. And, you know, you can go tweet me right now at H Havenwood, or you can tweet both Winnie and I. You can tweet her at Sun Group WP and check her out. She's awesome. And what was that, the URL that you said they wanted to go to join you on the global tweet chat? What was that?
It's just winniechat.com.
Winniechat.com. Go check that out and go check that out right away. She also has a podcast, the Renegade Money Podcast with Winnie Sun. You know, you're just a bad A, and I love the fact that you're
I don't know about that.
Communicate about the stuff that it's just can be challenging for people to talk about the Roth IRA and the financial and what am I supposed to do? Because it used to be passed on. You know, it used to be shared through parents and grandparents, that financial conversation. And now it's not, right? Now it's non-generational.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own company? Do you want to have more control of your income and your time? Then now is that moment to start and grow a successful business. As a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded. I have bit the dust. I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. But I didn't do it alone. I hired my first business coach 13 years ago, and now I help small businesses, solo practitioners, and professionals double their income and triple their time off. So let me help you too. My gift to you today is a free one-on-one strategy session. So go to coachwithheather.com, coachwithheather.com, and let me help you double your income and triple your time off.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, Call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
And guys, the challenge with financial advising, I think, Winnie, is that we don't want to look at our money. At least that's what I find, is that people don't want to look at their money and look at what's going on. And one thing that you're really good at is what I call connecting with people. So I wanted to ask you actually a question about women. Do you find that a lot more of your clients are women? And I did notice that, you know, in celebrities, I know you're in California and you're in the West Coast area. Do you have a lot of celebrities as clients? And do you find that, I'm just kind of, this is a weird psychology, but do you find they're easier to talk to about finances than the average foe, or are celebrities a little more challenging to talk to?
Okay, well, good questions. I'll answer all of them. So okay. I think, like, you know, interesting enough, I have clients, all sorts of clients. I wouldn't say I have mostly women clients. I think I have a very, very large client base that is female, but what's really cool is I have a lot of power women, which I'm really proud of. So a lot of my women are super women. Like, they're running major corporations. They're CEOs of major television movie studios that you've heard of. And they're happily married. They have kids. They are just like total amazing women. They're just incredible women. But I also have, like, I have millennials. I have, like, older, you know, gentlemen. I got clients all over the place and all different types. And I think that that's because, I guess my only rule, you know, a lot of people, like financial people, a lot of us have minimums, you know, and I've always had just one minimum. My only one rule is if I will work with you if you absolutely are absolutely excited about making a difference in your financial life. Like, you really have to want to do this. You really want to invest, really want to save, then I'll work with you regardless of how much you have to work with. And so because of that, I think I have clients of all walks of life, which to me is so much more fun. But obviously we can't work with everybody. So, you know, generally speaking, we do have a significant high net worth clientele. And I do work with celebrities here in Los Angeles and a lot of very well-to-do, award-winning, like Oscar winners, Emmy winners, and people that you've probably heard of. We just don't talk about them. But your question was, are they more difficult to work with? I find that's absolutely not the case.
Really? Cool.
They can be. But I think that I actually, to tell you the truth, am rather picky. I don't work with everybody, and a situation in my career where I don't have to work with everybody. So it's not so much about, you know, portfolio minimum. It's definitely personality minimum. They got to be really great people that I can really look at them and absolutely love them and want to give them everything. And if that's the case, then I will work with you. But if I look at you and, like, it's just not a good fit, and I know sooner or later I'm gonna drive you crazy or vice versa, then we just don't start. We don't dance at the party, right?
No, that's really good. I mean, that's great. You're able to be in a place like I get to choose how my life goes. And I think that's something that entrepreneurs forget. We became an entrepreneur, or we started our own business, or we started whatever, because we wanted our own path. And we wanted to be able to choose who we work with and who we don't. We forgot. Somewhere along the way, sometimes people forget. And we're here to remind you, and Winnie Sunny is here to remind you as well. As far as business concerns and where you're headed, like, where are you headed? You have three young children. Where are you headed right now? What is in the next 2 years, where are you guys focused? Because you guys are really making an impact, right? You really are making an impact, I believe, truly, in today's age. Are you looking at, I mean, I don't know the financial industry enough to ask this, but on an international level, are you looking to expand at any level? What's that future look like for you?
You know, that's a good question. So we do work with clients internationally. We have a lot of clients all over, expats as well. I think the thing is, I've always wanted to focus on the future. And I think the thing is, we have a responsibility to our clients to grow, right? Because if the reason that is because as you grow, why I do so much social media marketing is because by doing so, I keep my clients' fees really low because I don't have to pay for all this extra stuff, right? So if I love my clients, I have to build. And so what we take a look at, like, I have a wonderful team of millennials that work with us here. My children are Generation Z. So I've taken a look at what's going to resonate to them as it pertains to what I do, right? And a lot of what we do, although, you know, our office is really fun and we do a whole bunch of stuff, at the end of the day, my kids are not going to want to come into my building to meet with a person like me to talk about their money. So actually, this is the first time I'm talking about it publicly, but come 2017, we're going to be rolling out an all-digital platform where you get to access wonderful investments and great everything, and everything can be done on your smartphone or on your computer.
Wow.
So you can basically open your own account. You can put in the money. We can get it invested, that you go through a profile. You can add in and take money out as you need to. Everything can be handled digitally. And you can have periodic exposure to somebody on the team. So it gives you the best of both worlds. You know, it's just so much more convenient. So right now, I haven't figured out a name for it. We're trying to figure out a name and get like a URL, but once that's out, that'll be out beginning of the year. So I'm super excited about that, because that will be something people can access all over.
Like, wow, that's every, really
and, any, even in the smallest towns, mm-hmm. or even, you know, a different part of the country, it doesn't matter.
Wow, that's really revolutionary. Be able to basically say, you know, financial planner, what would you call that? It's like, it's having a little piece of sun, a little piece of winning sun.
I'm listening to you because I'm thinking I got to come up with a name. So,
yes, if y'all think of an idea, you basically tweet that to Winnie Sun right now. But I'm just thinking like a little piece of sun. I have a question about, you've been really vocal in your industry and being out there. And I love that about you. We talked about that. But my question to you is, in your, I call it the industry, right? Your inner circle of the industry or your acquaintances in the industry. When you first started or now, rising up, I would call it, and really getting out there in the media, because it's not normal. It's not what I call normal. I call it normal in that industry. You know, did you get a lot of pushback at all from your, I guess, other people who are in your industry at all? Did you get any pushback on that? Were you renegade?
Well, yeah, I guess so, because every time I say, oh, I want to do this, I want to try that, I always get told, oh, nobody's ever asked us of that before. Oh, we've never done that before. I don't know. So generally, I think in our industry, the default answer is generally no, you can't do it. So you were talking about all the different social media channels. Right now, I'm kind of limited to Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I can't really do the things I want to do. I can't do Instagram. I can't do Snap. I can't do some of the newer things that people outside of our industry can do. But I'm not really worried about that. I always kind of focus on the positive and figure out a positive way to do it. But yeah, from our industry, I think in the beginning, absolutely, there was a lot of pushback. It's like, why would you spend your time doing that? And it actually is an investment of a lot of time, right? But, you know, I signed a seven-figure client off LinkedIn, and that's when things got really interesting. And I realized the power of social media at that point. So I've been investing a lot more time and resources here from the team to devote to that. And I think now a lot of people are following, getting a idea just how important that is. I don't know if you read, there was a recent article, Heather, I think like 2 weeks ago, that Bloomberg talked about how Donald Trump in many ways won the election based on social media. And I was just like, I was reading this piece, and I was just like, goodness, this sounds like a movie, you know, that this happened. But I think that what it also dawned on me was that the reason why now so many new opportunities and so many more new clients that I've gotten to meet have all come from my activities on social media when most people thought it was a bad idea. I remember my business partner of like almost 17 years, one of the nicest human beings on earth. I would consider him a brother. But I remember early on, and I remember him saying like, why are you doing this social media thing? It's like, you shouldn't do that. You should just be focusing on doing seminars because you're good at that. And we get all clients from that. Just less social media, more of that. And then later on, he said to me one day, this was actually not that long, it was a few years ago, he says, you know, I talked to some friends and you shouldn't be spending that much time on social media. And I was like, And then I would just take it and I would just do it at home so he wouldn't see me doing it. And now he's just like, yeah, that social media thing is great.
Well, the proof is in the pudding. Yeah, well, we're talking about Trump, and I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that he was able to talk to the people, as they call it, talk to the people and, you know, go past the media, as we call it, right? And we're so used to having to go through the media, right, that we now don't have to do that. We go to the people. And that's what you're doing, right? Yeah, we're doing it right now. But that's what you're doing in the financial industry. I mean, it used to be that I would, you know, you'd watch CNBC or you'd watch Fox Business News or whatever your liking is to get, or read the Wall Street Journal to get finance. And you're going those routes too. but why not just go directly to the source and
yeah.
listen to what you're exactly saying and being part of a global tweet chat and seeing what other people are asking. I mean, that's really powerful to say what
it is.
Yeah, what's that money conversation? I think that's way more powerful versus just turning on the TV and hearing the same voice over and over again, right? Because I mean, there's sometimes I'll watch CNBC on purpose for like hours, and at the end of it, I go, I don't know what the hell they said. I got the markets got up and down today. And now I got,
and I thought, oh, I saw Tesla. Oh, I know what that is.
Right, right. And I'm not that dumb, but I'm like, you guys talk in circles, you know? So
I know.
It's like,
It's true. And I mean, I go on the show, I appear on the show once in a while, and I love the people on the show. Absolutely. Great. I get it. But, you know, it's interesting to me is like, for example, like most of my clients don't even watch it. So, you know, they don't even know that I'm on the show until I actually circulate it on Facebook or on Twitter, right? So that's right. What's interesting. And not only that is, like our global tweet chat, for example, just I think 2 weeks ago, we hit over 300 million impressions in 1 hour.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Are you over 40 or 50 or 60, frustrated with the weight you can't lose? Have you tried diet after diet after diet? This is Heather Havenwood, and did you know that one sneaky ingredient goes by 61 different names? That extra weight is not your fault. If you're struggling and you want to break free from dieting misery, visit shedmyfat.com right away and get your free report. Go to shedmyfat.com today. That's shedmyfat.com.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564.
That's 800-296-1564.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
I do remember when I first met you, we hadn't met yet. I think it was someone on your team was like, hey, you got to check out Winnie. She's going to be on Fox News. So it was some panel with Megyn Kelly, and I'm a huge Megyn Kelly fan. I'm like, I've got to be done because she's talking to Megyn Kelly, you know.
And she's an incredible woman, by the way. I mean, I would say she's even nicer in person than she looks on TV, and she's even more beautiful in person than she's on TV.
Really?
Total deal. I mean, I am a huge fan of her. I just think she's so classy. To give you an idea, as after we did that segment, you know, it was already a really long day. I mean, we're late in the night that we're filming, and she literally waited and just invited everybody over to take pictures and spend time. And she was joking with them and talking to them. She wouldn't leave until everybody was done. And to me, like, I will support her through thick and thin because she's just a good human being.
Yeah. And I want to get her book. She's got a new book out, Settle for More. Speaking of that, I just want to wrap things up. People like, you know, I really love Winnie Sun, which she should. She's amazing. How can they work with you? But before you answer that, I have a question for you. Something that's missing for me on all your awesomeness in media is a book.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're working on that.
Are you working on that?
We got approached a few months, probably a year ago, about a series of books. And I've just been so busy. So I'm working on that now. And hopefully 2007, I'll get it done. But yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out. Not only that, but before we get there, I just want to say, Heather, just how grateful I am to you in so many ways. I got to tell you, for those of you who may not know, Heather actually reached out to me on LinkedIn. She didn't wait for me to. She actually reached out to me in the most classy, sophisticated way. And Heather is one tech guru. Like, everything about her screams professional and caring, like from the scheduling to the booking to the emails, the contact. Everything about you, Heather, is like, literally, if I could have you next to me, we would do some crazy business together. Because I got to tell you, and all the years I've been doing this, I mean, the interaction I've had with you, from LinkedIn to now, I can't tell you how just internally grateful I am to you. You are like, you're really wonderful. Thank you.
Blush over here. Thank you.
And CNN needs to like pay attention to her.
CNN, Fox News.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, and Megan, you got to have her on your show.
Thank you. Please say that again. That's my dream, is to be like a Megyn Kelly. I could never be her, but like, I would just absolutely love to be on her show. And thank you so much. I'm honored. Thank you. And yes, that's my dream job, right?
You're pretty awesome.
Thank you. Honored. Thank you so much. You're making me cry.
I can't wait till we meet in person, by the way. Okay. Sorry, everyone's watching this. We're getting all happy.
Don't make me teared up. Stop. I got my makeup on.
And actually, you know, I'm going to social media world next year. If you're going to go, we should meet there.
Oh, okay. Actually, yes. Yeah, social media. Yes. That's in the first quarter, second quarter of the year, I think.
First quarter in San Diego. Happy
I'm
going to
be at San Diego Traffic and Conversion Summit. You guys got to check it out. San Diego, that's, I think that's in March. Well, I want to wrap this up for the podcast part. So check out Winnie's. Where can they find your podcast?
Okay. Well, the easiest way, I'm like all, you just Google Winnie Sun, you can find me. But the podcast show, I believe it's the RenegadeMoneyShow.com or RenegadeMillionaire.com. I should know that. I apologize. But you can always find me at WinnieSun.com, and it goes to everything, including the tweet chat. And I'm really easy to reach. And I do my own social media. So feel free to tweet me, reach out, and I will reply to you. And that is me.
That's awesome. I love that, because there's so many times when you have someone who's really putting out there, you wonder if they're doing their own social media. So,
well, then you can figure it out, because when I get really busy, and like today I had a really crazy day at the office, like lots of clients and meetings, and you just see I went radio silent. So that you can tell.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being on Facebook Live and doing this very unique thing. And now you have been on The Win with Heather Havenwood. Mm-hmm. And here's some few websites. Let's hear. Let's see. You can check her out at sungroupwp.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then winniesun.com, correct?
Mm-hmm. It goes to the same page. So easy peasy.
Oh, it goes to the same page. Okay, great. Awesome. And check her out on Facebook at winniesungroup.com/winniesungroup. Awesome. Okay, guys. This is Heather Havenwood with The Win. And you can check me out at heatherhavenwood.com. All right, guys. Till next time.
Welcome to another edition of Heather Highlight. Here at The Win, I get to ask the experts about themselves, their stories, their views. And in this Heather Highlight, I am interviewed and probed about my story, successes, and failures. So enjoy.
Are you at the point now that you can see that anyone has got greatness in them? It doesn't matter their upbringing, their sexuality, their whatever.
Oh, absolutely. In my experience of life is that I think many times I've had to bootstrap myself, I think, over and over and over again. And through that time, you start to see, I think, because I just turned 40 a few months ago. And I think there's that cross when you turn 40, you're like, wow, I can do anything. I just need to do it. I really don't think that people really become successful in life until they're 40. In fact, They Can Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill actually talks about that in his book, that the quote-unquote man, because it was written in the 30s, the man does not really become successful until after he's 40, because he calls it ingrained in his sexuality, ingrained of who he is, his self-confidence, all these things kind of line up. Women especially.
I think you're right, though, because I quote that in Think and Grow Rich a lot, because I don't know if it is exactly what he's saying or the fact that you suddenly think, oh my God, I might have had more than I've got left. Now, I'm 45 years old. I still feel like I'm a young man. But there is this thing in me now that I kind of think, bloody hell, I got to get going, because, you know, I've got to leave my legacy, which I never had in the 20s. It was just, I kind of lived life, went down the pub in the evening, had lovely holidays, and just sort of just existed somehow.
Definitely. I think as a career level, that's when women start to thrive. I think in their 20s and 30s, they're still bumping up against things like, am I going to get married? Am I not going to have kids? Men can really put that off until 50. Oh, I want to have kids now. You know, it doesn't really phase them at the biological clock. I mean, I talk about in my books, I have a site called Dating Triggers where I teach men how to talk to women. And what's interesting about that is like it's geared towards men. What's happened is I get men in their 50s. I get men in their 30s. I get men in their 20s. They're just like, I'm not sure how this whole dating thing works. Should I date? Should I not date? Should I date a bunch of hot chicks and just, you know, have fun with them at night? What does relationship look like anymore? And it's this kind of interesting conversation. We're actually reevaluating relationships.
And that was a Heather Highlight for the entire interview. Check out the link in the show notes.
Thank you for listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Interested in coaching with Heather? Go to heatherhavenwood.com and sign up for a business discovery consultation. Here is your free gift for listening. Get 3 audio chapters of Heather's book, Sexy Boss, How Women Empowerment is Changing the Rulebook, when you text the word sexy to 72000. Again, text the word sexy, that is S-E-X-Y, to 72000. And receive your 3 audiobook chapters. Number is good only in North America. This is a Sexy Boss Wrap. This podcast is a copyright of Havenwood Worldwide, LLC.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,